Saddam Hussein and his sons must leave Iraq within 48 hours. Their refusal to do so will result in military conflict commenced at a time of our choosing.
It is now zero hour.
This is clearly an indication the Iraqis are under the impression that they're under attack.
On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's ability to wage war.
The initial strikes have been launched against Baghdad. The Pentagon continues to assess the damage from its initial strikes against targets in Iraq. Military officials have said that commanders relied on more than 40 cruise missiles launched from Navy ships and submarines in the Persian Gulf and the Red Sea as well. Also, some 200,000-pound precision-guided bombs dropped by Air Force stealth fighter jets. With 300,000 U.S. and coalition troops still encircling Iraq, the strikes are considered a small prelude to a massive assault that is expected to begin very soon.
The vibration of that one almost knocked me off my feet in the hotel room here. That was a major building in the presidential palace. Again, another. Just disintegrating. Bigger than the Gulf War, Tom. The first Gulf War, much bigger, these explosions.
Thank you.